Eder. You're listening to Eder's.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله يحب الصابرين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah with his beautiful attribute, as-sabur. As-sabur means the one who is the most patient. The one who is the most patient. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last session, one meaning was explained to this beautiful name of Sabur. Another meaning that the scholars have explained with regards to As-Sabur is also mentioned in the hadith of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, تَخَلَّفُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ تَخَلَّفُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his followers, mold yourselves to the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mold yourselves to the akhlaq of, to the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-sabur, which means that He is the most patient, what we are also told is that we should mold ourselves into this very important quality and to this very important function, that we should also have a lot of sabr inside us. A lot of sabr. In fact, one of the pillars of Islam is to fast. And we fast in the month of Ramadan. We fast in the month of Ramadan. Another very famous name of the month of Ramadan is Shahrus Sabri. Shahrus Sabr. That is the name of the month of Ramadan. Shahrus Sabr, the month of Sabr. In another hadith, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sawmu nisf. Fussabri, asawmu nisfus sabri. That fasting is half of sabr. Fasting is half of sabr. Why? Very simple. In the month of Ramadan, a person will have to, if he is fasting, of course, he will have to abstain from food and from drinking anything, and also from his desires. But in the month of Ramadan, not just desires, he is very mindful that he saves himself from guna. He saves himself from guna. So he is going to take control of himself. So that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the month of Ramadan is also the month of sabr. Now, this feature of sabr, what does sabr mean? Sabr means to maintain your calm, to maintain your calm, to maintain your cool, that is there. Endurance, perseverance, that is sabr. Inshallah, we will explain furthermore. This is not just the quality and the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single Nabi that has come in this dunya every single Nabi, alhamdulillah, had this salient feature, something that was visible in their life, completely a glaring aspect of their life, was that every single one of them did sabr. And this was in their DNA. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that strength, that ability. They were very, very strong. And that strength was not just physical strength, that spiritual strength. And that spiritual strength comes when you have a lot of sabr inside you. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, 950 years of da'wah, inviting people to Allah. A lesson that this ummah has forgotten. Today it's Yawmul Jumu'ah. I was sitting in the morning and planning and preparing my lecture for Jumu'ah, and I get a knock on the door. And I was in the front room and I saw that there are two individuals there. And as I opened the door, this old lady standing in front of me in the cold, subhanallah, she must be 80 plus. And she greeted me and she said to me, "I am here to talk to you about the Bible, my son." Allahu Akbar. The work that was cut out for me and you, the work that was cut out for us, for this ummah, this was for us to do. Ye kaam mujhe aur aapko karna tha. Ghair, others are doing it. 80-year-old lady knocking on the door. And as I spoke to her and I looked outside, there was a team of another four. That means two per door. So 8 people had already taken over Qabza of the streets and talking. And people were talking. Allahu Akbar. Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years, this is what he did. This is the job of a Nabi. That is why it's very hard. The job of a Nabi, mission of a Nabi is very hard. And they would mock him, they would beat him up, he would fall unconscious. They would urinate, Allahu Akbar, on him, on a Nabi. That's how they would mock him. And then when Allah would give him again health and he would open up his eyes and he would go back, return again giving da'wat. His entire life is full of sabr. Entire life, 950 years full of sabr. Allah gave them that ability, that strength. Ibrahim alayhi salam, thrown in the fire. Allah said to him, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that I tested him and tested him thoroughly. He was told and given a command to put a knife to the throat of his son that Allah had blessed to him, subhanallah, when he was about 80 to 90 years of age. That is the time Allah gave him Ismail alayhi salam, and to slaughter him. His entire life full of debates, full of debates. Mardi Mujahid, he was not scared of no one. He went city to city, speaking to people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His entire life, sabr. Everything about him, sabr. They were from the Sabirin, Musa alayhi salam. In one hadith, Allah's Nabi has said, Musa was given more pain than me. Can you imagine that? Allah's Nabi is saying, Musa was given more pain than me, because the Banu Israel were at his back. He came for the Banu Israel. And the mission to go to Fir'aun, and how Banu Israel were with him, entire life, against sabr. Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah took away his wealth, Allah took away his health for a brief period in his lifetime. The family was also taken away. And Allah says, "Inna wajadnahu sabira." You know, we found Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam to be amongst the sabirin. Ni'm al-abd. And what a good person he is. What a lovely man he is. Inna wajadnahu sabira. Ni'm al-abd. All of these anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. If you look at them, everyone had this quality inside them. People of great sabr. Subhanallah. People would mock at them, they would do sabr. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, tested by his son, he became blind. The Quran says, what did he say? Fasabrun jameel. Again, what did he say? Fasabrun jameel. He said, sabr is beautiful. Yusuf alayhi salam, his son, tested. The brothers put him down deep in the well so that he would await death. Then he was sold in the market as a slave. Sabar. Then he was put into prison. Jail mein dal diye gaye. Sabar. Allahu Akbar. Entire life, sabar. And the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oho, 63 years. Every page of the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sabr. Today, we can't do sabr. Little things, we can't do sabr. We get angry. We break ties. We want to be enemies of one another. We haven't got that. We are not like the sponge, subhanallah, the ability to take in. We want everything to be like how we want it to be. It should appeal to us, but anything that does not appeal to us, it's nothing. We will not accept it. And Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Entire life, sabr. And this is the quality that we need to bring inside ourselves. We need to bring this quality. Subhanallah. A man gets married to the second wife. The lady will demand talaq. I want talaq. Why? What's the problem? Subhanallah. Allah has given this ijazat. Shariat has allowed this. And if somebody is giving you your rights and the fulfillment of your rights, when you are tested, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you, as we spoke in the Quran, Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ حَرْفِ. There are people who worship Allah on the edge. Where do they worship Allah? On the edge. When they are tested, then you see the true colors. See the true colors. When you say something to them that is out of their islah, the bad character that is inside you, and you say something to someone and you will see the true colors, the takabbur, the kibr, the pride that will be pouring out from that person. Then you'll say, oh, bhai, I didn't even expect this from him. These are the true colors that actually come out. Subhanallah. And so many other examples, we see. Sharia, a lot of the times you'll see so many things that we hear of. And Allahu Akbar, there is no sabr. Two people get married, 1, 2, 3, 4 months. And now the relationship is very rocky. And things are not going well. Subhanallah. Why? No sabr. Little things. If the husband was to say to the wife, you know, I don't like you working, she is not prepared to compromise. If the husband was to say something, or the wife was to say something to the husband, not just the husband saying to the wife, sometimes the wife will say something to the husband, he is not prepared to listen. No. Ego. No sabr. Why does she speak to me in this tone? Why didn't she come to me earlier on? And all sorts of excuses. When you see siblings, mother says to a young child, beta, you know, why don't you do this, who are here, clean the carpet. Why don't you tell, you know, the elder brother, usko kaho. No sabab. Subhanallah al-Azim. And Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. If you look at their lives, if you look at the Quran, subhanallah, the Quran has made it a common theme mentioning sabr. It's a common theme. It occurs in the Quran all the time. Every time you're reading the Quran ayats, you'll see sabr, 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 everywhere. More than 100 times in the Quran, clear ayats speak about sabr in a person. Clear ayats. Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Righteousness is not that you turn your face towards the east or the west. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of one paragraph. After that one paragraph at the end, Allah says, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Allah says, righteous people are those who demonstrate patience. Who demonstrate patience. When? Subhanallah. At the time when they are afflicted by poverty. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ. When they are afflicted by poverty. You had a very good job and that job is gone now. And you say and you start complaining, why did Allah Pak do this to me? Arey bhai, what right have you got to question the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you not the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What the ra, and when you are afflicted by calamity, wahin al-ba'as, and Allah says at the time of war, at the time of, when you're afflicted by poverty, when you're afflicted by a calamity, and at the time of war, what is demonstrated? Sabr, patience. And then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. These are the people who are truthful. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And these are the people who are muttaqeen. Look at the Quran. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give good news and glad tidings to those who have sabr inside them. Give good news and glad tidings to those who have sabr inside them. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is giving good news to who? The sabirin, the people who do sabr. And who are the people who do sabr? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. They are those that when a calamity touches them, they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They turn back to Allah straight away. And they say that, you know, we will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We belong to Allah and we will return to Allah. We belong to Allah and we will return to Allah. Straight away they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And that very famous, famous chapter of the Quran, which I also read today in Jumu'ah, Imam Shafi'i would say that if the Quran was not revealed, and just this surah was revealed, it was enough for the hidayat of mankind. It was enough for the hidayat of mankind. If 30 paras were not revealed, this one chapter was revealed, it was enough as hidayat. Wal asr, by time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah is saying, man is in loss, perpetual loss, losing all the time. He's always losing a part of himself. Man is in a state of loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for the people of Iman and who do good deeds. And then, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. They exhort one another towards the truth. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Sabr. Allah ends this chapter by sabr. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. That not only do they do sabr, not only do they become a model example, as beautiful example of those who are doing sabr in their family, but Allah is saying, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. They exhort one another, but you must also do sabr. Do sabr. Do sabr. This is something very big. A lot of people come, you know, and they say that, you know, we want something, some solution. And when you say the solution is sabr, people don't like it. When you say the solution is sabr, people don't. But that is the solution of the Quran. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, exhort one another towards patience, sabr. This sabr is a great, great ni'mah. There are only maybe a dozen ayats of the Quran, to my understanding, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the adjectives clearly, where He's saying, I love such and such. I love, for Allah to say, I love such and such. Only if maybe a dozen. If you look at the whole Quran. And from the dozen or so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah loves those who do sabr. Allah loves those who do sabr. Subhanallah. Even after a great difficulty, great calamity, they turn back to Allah and they say, Ya Allah, I am happy with whatever you have done for me in my life, Allah. I am happy for whatever you have given me. Whatever happens, they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a person feels lonely, that the whole dunya has left him and there is no one there, and he feels very, very lonely and depressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time says to him, Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Allah is with those who have sabr. I am with you. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who have sabr, patience. You might be ill in the hospital. Subhanallah. You might need to go to the hospital every second, third day. Maybe Allah has tested you by health. Maybe Allah has tested you by wealth. Maybe Allah has tested you by your families. Maybe Allah has tested you by other things that nobody knows but you yourself know. Do sabr. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will remove everything. If Allah can give and Allah can take, and Allah can also give back. If Allah can take, He can also give back. And remember, the patient believer is far more worthy to Allah than that person who hasn't got patience. He is far more worthy than that person who hasn't got patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِن يَكُم مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُ مِئَتَيْن. This was the time when the Quraysh were so many in numbers, and they wanted to fight the Muslims, and the Muslims were very, very few. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you are 20 and the 20 are people of sabr, patience, they demonstrate patience, you will overpower 200. 20 Muslims will overpower how much? Who is saying that? The Quran. Look at the strength that Allah has given to the people of Iman. 20 is enough for 200. إِن يَكُم مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُ مِئَتَيْن. They will overpower 200. That means one patient believer is equivalent to 10 who have no sabr. Is equivalent to 10 who don't have sabr. That is the value of that person who has got sabr. When a man has been given this ni'mah, my respected brothers, then subhanallah, a great ni'mah is given to him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, after iman, there is nothing greater that Allah gives to a person than sabr. Than sabr. There is nothing greater. Do a lot of sabr. Because sabr is directly connected to your iman. Sabr is directly connected to your iman. Subhanallah al-Azim. And then have a look also. Maghfirat is also connected to sabr. Maghfirat. Subhanallah. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. The Quran says, except for those who do sabr and do good deeds, for them is maghfirah. Imagine, maghfirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's complete forgiveness, is connected to what? Sabr. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. What a great ni'mah that is. And then when the people who will go to Jannah, and people will be in Jannah, at that time in Jannah, it is said that the angels will be around the people of Jannah constantly, all the time. They will be moving here and there, here and there. And we will see the malaika. But every time the malaika see the people of Jannah, they will greet them. And how will they greet them? It is recorded in the Quran. They will say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Subhanallah. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. So when they see us, they'll say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. What do we say? Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. We say that. But in Jannah, the salam will be, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Peace be on you because of your sabr that you did in dunya. Unfortunately, you know, today what happens when a person, the sabr, it is taken to a very wrong side and a wrong meaning, and somebody might say, oh, this man is scared, he's a wimp or whatever, you know, all the names that we give. And that, oh, he hasn't got the courage to fight for his rights, and he hasn't got this, he hasn't got the power, he's not man enough to fight, and he is not man enough to do this. And, Subhanallah. It's not that. You are doing it for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. And then, there will be from this ummah those who will be given the most elite portion of Jannah. The most elite portion of Jannah. Who are the people who will be given the most elite portion of Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Allah. They will be given the most elite section of Jannah because of their sabr. Imagine, everything is connected to sabr in Islam. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُ. They will be given the most beautiful, beautiful locations in Jannah. Most beautiful locations. Why? Because these were people who did great sabr in dunya. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُ. When they were walking, there was a very beautiful lady walking past. And he did sabr. What did he do? All the other friends were eyeing that girl out. And saying, you know, she is so pretty, she is so good. Classmates were doing zina. Classmates were doing zina. Classmates were doing everything that was wrong. But he did sabr, he had the fear of Allah. And one type of sabr is to restrain yourself. And to take control of yourself. And that is also sabr. And he did sabr and he took control of himself. And he looked down. And he looked down. Today this young man showed me a text message that a lady said to him, you know, when can we meet? When can we meet? When can we? But subhanallah, this young man did not respond to her at all. I fear my Allah. What did he say? I fear my Allah, subhanallah, sabr. Otherwise all men have feelings, women have feelings, we all have feelings. We all want to do something, you know, we can all do something. Why are you sitting here? You could be at home, it's Friday night, you could be enjoying somewhere. You could be in the streets of London somewhere. You could be enjoying going out at a nightclub, doing whatever you want. No. But you understand, Allah has chosen people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants good to be given to an individual, He gives them da'wat to His house. What does He do? This is nishani. When Allah gives you da'wat to His house, that means Allah loves you. For you to sit here, it is not just, you know, a coincidence or just like that for you to come. No. It is from Allah. Allah has chosen you. Allah is, like you have a wedding invitation. And, you know, if you go, if you don't go. But if you go, subhanallah, people will be happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses individuals. And then, in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak one to one with only a certain group of people. And who are them? Allah says in the Quran, "Inni jazaytumuhumul yawma bima sabaru annahum humul faizun." Today I am going to give you the full reward due to the sabr that you did in dunya. Due to the sabr that you did in dunya. Inni jazaytumuhumul yawma bima sabaru annahum humul faizun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to that person one to one who was a man of sabr. And remember, sabr is not just when you're afflicted with a calamity, but sabr is also when you have this desire, and this desire is full inside you. And then you bottle it up, and then you take control of it, and you say, no, hargiz nahi. I will do what my Allah wants me to do. I will do what my Allah wants me to do. That is also a very high level of sabr. And then in the Quran we see, my respected brothers, that generally when a person does a good deed, there is a reward that is given to him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed it for those who do sabr. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Any man who does sabr, for him, it is double reward in everything that he does. If he did one hajj, two hajj. One umrah, two umrah. If he read one Quran, two Quran. Subhanallah. Everything for a man who's got sabr, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Everything is doubled. But then look at the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, no. Not even double. Not even double. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ. All of these are ayats of the Quran I'm reading. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah is saying, no. I will give reward to those who did sabr without any measure. بغير حساب. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Without any kind of sabr. Without any kind of sabr. Subhanallah. So this is great ni'mah. And we need to, mashallah, make sure that this amal, this practice is inside us. Let's see that how much sabr have we got. We are driving outside and somebody will stick two fingers at us and somebody will say, move out the way and I want to move here. And how much sabr have we got? Ismail Bhai is in Mi'raj. Just wake him up. MashaAllah. He's a lovely man he is. That's it, So, khair. We don't wish to embarrass anybody, but khair. So, what it is, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives so much reward to that person. If you're at home, somebody says something to you, how many times we swear? How many times we swear? Ek wo builder tha, wo kahin kaam kar raha tha. To every two words, F word, I went F. To maine isko kaha ke, my brother, can you not speak English without this word? Because without what? Gusse ho gaya mere upar. Maine kaha ye galiyan jo tu bak raha hai. Main to masjid mein baitha hu isliye main zara adab se baat kar raha hu. Ye F word aap samajh gaye na? To ye sari galiyan thodi thodi baaton mein F, thodi thodi baaton mein fashion, it's a fashion. It's like as if you are a superman. You are something great if you know how to swear. Allah, gali. Manaka, can you not stop swearing? Because no, I have to swear. That's how I talk. Manaka, yaar, theek hai yaar, talk, bolo kya karenge? But that is how you want to live. So, as Muslims, subhanallah, look at us. Look at our character. How much of sabr is there? How much do we swear? How much anger is there? How much can we tolerate? Somebody says something to us. How do we take it? How do we take it? Why is it that we don't talk to that person? We don't talk to that person? We don't talk to that person? What is the reason? Go to the bottom of it. Kya hai bhai? What is the reason? And you will see that this feature and this quality is not inside us. This quality is not inside us. The ability to actually take in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us in a sense that we don't ask from Allah sabr. We ask from Allah afiyat. What is it? Afiyat. But This is a very important quality that will actually give insan a very high status in the hereafter. So sabr actually means to endure, to maintain your calm. That anguish, that anger, that frustration that is building inside you, and it is waiting to, subhanallah, erupt like a volcano that will erupt. But then you suppress it, and that anguish and anger which is inside is not visible outside. Is not visible outside. And he's taken full control and calm of that matter. That is called sabr. Something very, very important. Now, what is the time for doing sabr? What is the time for doing sabr? This is something also we need to understand. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Sabr is at the first stroke of calamity. What is it? Sabr is at the first stroke of calamity. If something touches you, a calamity or difficulty or something that you did not expect, and now you don't know what to do, at that moment, the first stroke of calamity, you do sabr. Not after 2 weeks and you say sabr kar raha. Anyway, after 2 weeks, everybody does sabr. After 1 month, everybody will do sabr. After 2 months, to everybody does sabr. Everybody is at doing sabr. No, sabr is at the first stroke of that calamity that touches you. إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ صَدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. This was said by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a lady who was crying at the grave of her baby that had passed away, the child that had passed away. And she did not know it was Huzur alayhi salam. Allah's Nabi said to her, "Why are you crying? Don't cry." And she said to Huzur alayhi salam, "How will you know the pain that Allah has given me? How will you know the pain that I am suffering?" And Huzur alayhi salam then explained to her, "Of course, yes. The pain maybe that is to you, it's very difficult, but sabr is this. إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ صَدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Do sabr. Somebody says something to you, now you are very, very angry. Very angry. And now you've not even ascertained the truth, what it is, what's not, what is happening, kuch bhi nahi. And somebody comes home, the wife comes home, and you start talking about divorce to her, and I will do this to you, and I will do this to you, and you, where's your sabr, bhai? Where's your, be calm, be cool. Allahu Akbar." I was reading in the newspaper in Pakistan. This Maulana Sahab got so angry with the student, he beat him up so much that the student died. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Ye koi ustad hai? Ye to zalim hai. What are they? Zalim. These are not teachers. They don't qualify to be teachers. They've got no love for students. They beat the students up. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. And this is something that happens. It all comes with your anger. A lot of things. Something little will happen on the road or in the shop somewhere. And you get angry, that other person gets angry. But if you look at yourself, you're weak, physically weak. You don't have the power to fight that person. And yet your anger is that you're acting very, very, you know, Muhammad Ali, cheeky with him. That, you know, come, marunga tujhe. And that guy will come in his anger and he will injure you and he might even stab you and he might even hit you and you might end up in the hospital somewhere. And then you will think of sabr. What will you think of? Sabr. Yeah, you know, I should have done sabr. But now you think of sabr. Now you think sabr is the best solution. Sabr is the best solution. Of course, if you see where Allah is saying, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَى وَالضَّرَّى وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ, at the time of war, Allah is saying the best people are those who do sabr. So what does that mean? They don't fight? What does that mean? No. It means that you go and you fight and you persevere and you have sabr and you fight for the pleasure of Allah. So we need to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, where you exercise your limits, your limitation, where you have to do sabr. But subhanallah, if there is an Islamic khilafat and if there is a need and where your sacrifice is needed, your sacrifice is needed, then to sacrifice yourself, that is the greatest sabr. That is why shahadat is the greatest form of sabr. What is it? Shahadat is the greatest form of sabr. He did sabr to this dunya, he did sabr to his family members, he did sabr with his own body, and he gave everything in the path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we maximize this quality that is inside us. And my respected brothers, mashallah, this quality actually comes inside a person with age. What does it come? It comes with age. As you get older, mashallah, it will come. And more will come. But someone who is young and mature and understands Sharia and that quality is inside him, that is nurun ala nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshaAllah ta'ala. For a few minutes, if you can shut your eyes and mashallah do muraqabah and cleanse the heart, purify the heart, and think that the heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب.